from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Josh Hader against Bryce Harper here in the bottom of the 10th. First pitch, ground ball through the right side. It's a base hit. Schwarber around third. He's coming home. The throw from the outfield is late, and Harper wins it on a walk-off over Josh Hader here in the bottom of the 10th inning. The Phillies win it 3-2.
What a win. What a moment for the Phillies last night. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. A lot to talk about today, including a walk-off by Bryce Harper as the Phillies take down the Astros last night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know what? I don't even care what happened last night. I still think I can beat Schwarber in a foot race.
Did you see him running there?
Man, he was rolling. He was rolling last night. I still think I can get it.
Well, actually, I have the stat on this. You ready for this, Hugh?
Yes.
In his career, because they have that stat cast now, they track everything, right? The predictions on can the guy catch the ball or not, and the catch probability. That was the second fastest sprint speed of Kyle Schwarber's career.
He was rolling, man.
He really wanted to score on that.
Hey, yeah, Kyle, if you listen, you can't. I still got you at 53. I got you.
Yeah, I don't think you do, but it's nice to dream. I mean, it's nice to believe and to dream. Nice win by the Phillies last night. They got a well-put game out of Zach Wheeler. The bullpen did the job. That inning by Matt Strom in the top of the 10 to hold down.
Bryce needed that, though. But you talk about the way, because Bryce hasn't had a moment like that in a while. He had been, you know, not the guy we were accustomed to seeing. So that was a big moment for him last night as well.
And it feels like they've lost a lot of these kind of toss-up. Like, they've obviously not played great the last couple months. But even the games they could win, they've lost a bunch of close extra inning, one-run games. So, like, they just were due for the coin to kind of flip in their direction, and it did last night. So they win a toss-up game. Good win by the Phillies. Bryce with the walk-off hit. I thought they grinded at-bats last night. I just thought they just played better baseball last night. They made some plays on defense. They grinded at-bats. Good night by Zach Wheeler. That Strom inning to get Bregman and Alvarez, that felt like October. I mean, Strom's taken down some big innings for them. So a really nice win for the Phillies, and they needed it because the Braves did win last night. So the Phillies hold their lead in the division. Game two tonight. We'll get to more Philly stuff over the course of the day. The win, you can react as well to what Bryce did last night and the Phillies getting the victory over the Houston Astros last night at 215-592-9494. We'll get to the decision they said they made for tomorrow coming up in a little bit here. But Hugh Douglas, yesterday, I saw something, and it caused a lot of reaction. And sometimes when things cause a lot of reaction or people are reacting strongly to it, my first instinct is like, let me listen to what's being said.
What's going on? What's going to put your ear to the streets?
Yeah, I put my ear to the streets, and I try to determine for myself, is what being said here ridiculous and crazy, or is it not that crazy at all? So yesterday on FS1, Nick Wright said this, making his predictions about the NFC East. Here it was yesterday.
At number three is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Gosh.
They've lost six of the last seven games. They had a bottom four defense across the board in the NFL last season. They lost a future Hall of Famer, the leader of their team, the best player on their offense. Their coach and their quarterback don't get along. Their coach was known for one thing, kind of being a jerk on the sidelines, and now he's been like, no, I'm going to stop that. If anyone else could have told him that was a bad idea years ago, classic two, once again. And all of those things, they come into the season on the hot seat. They have two great receivers. I know that. I don't know much else about this football team other than their GM loves the acquisition of, oh, I knew who that guy is. Jahan Dotson? Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he's good.
Is he a third receiver?
Well, Sam Howell?
Based on what?
So Nick Wright yesterday predicted the Eagles would finish in third place in the NFC East behind the Cowboys and the Commanders and miss the playoffs. All right, so the first instinct everyone has is, Nick Wright's just doing this to make you upset. Well, all right, you could think that. But here's when I heard it, my first thought was, I don't think this is going to happen. I think the Eagles will finish in one of the first two spots in the NFC East. I think they are, you know, right now I have them at 10 wins. Like, I think they're going to make the playoffs at 10 wins. But I don't think what Nick Wright said is crazy. In fact, I think it's more likely the Eagles miss the playoffs than win the Super Bowl this season. Winning the Super Bowl is really hard.
No, they're going to the playoffs.
Well, probably, but I don't think it's a
lot. I think it's a lot.
I don't think it's a lot. So let me, a couple of things to you, and then I'm curious your thought on this. So the he's right. The last time we saw them, they were bad.
Yes, that's they were.
The last time we saw them play real games, they were bad.
And we had a lot going on that we really didn't, you know, understand. Yeah.
A lot going on, okay? They lost Jason Kelce. They lost Fletcher Cox. We don't know if they've adequately replaced those guys until we see them play this season. And I look at the odds. I mean, just let me throw the odds at you because I think they speak to the reality of this. They're 13-1 to win the Super Bowl, which is that's a nice number, but it's not like 5-1 or 6-1. They're 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. They're plus 235 to miss the playoffs. Statistically, they are more likely to miss the playoffs than they are to win the Super Bowl. And I think it's worth pointing this out. If you look at the NFC, I have the Eagles at 10 wins. I know people might think I'm low. I think they're going to go 10-7. But if they go 10-7, I think there's like 11 NFC teams that have a path to 9 wins. It could come down to tiebreakers. You know,
it could.
Eagles lose one more game than I think right now, and they're in the muck of a lot of other teams that are playoff kind of teams, but not locked in. 215-592-9494. So it's interesting because we've gone from concerned about this team to now we're in like peak hype season as we're about a week away, you know, 10 days away from the start of the season here for the Eagles. But I don't think what Nick Wright said was crazy yesterday. I'm not predicting that. Like, I'm not as far down on them as he is, but I don't think it's crazy. And the way I view it is they're more likely to miss the playoffs than win the Super Bowl. Winning the Super Bowl is really hard. Hugh, where do you come down on this as Nick Wright predicts the Eagles to miss the playoffs? What's more likely for you, a Super Bowl championship or missing the playoffs?
Oh, Super Bowl championship. But I'll say this because it's funny because I guess yesterday was the day where, you know, we got a week before the season starts,
predictions
where all the,
are
the hot takes come out and everything. Because I saw something where, you know, there was some talk about who was Jalen's second quarterback coach, and they were talking about his dad. That's something that we've known forever. We knew that Jalen Hurts' relationship with Coach Sirianni was a little bit rocky. It seems like it's better now. And when you talk about what Nick Wright said, the thing that I push back on, like, listen, I love Jason Kelce, and he's a bona fide Hall of Famer. But to sit there and say you lost the best player on your offense, I think that's a little bit of a stretch. Now, he's important. Don't get me wrong.
He's one of the best.
But he ain't scoring no touchdowns.
No, but
he's
if you don't have a great offensive line, you don't score.
No, I understand that. And the chain is only as strong as his weakest link. But this is a scoring league. And when you talk about the best players on any team, any Hall of Fame lineman, you're not thinking he's the best player. Now, he's a Hall of Famer, no question about it. But A.J. is the best player on that offense. He's the best player, and he's the one that puts us in position to score.
I'm not even gonna say you're crazy on that, Hugh, to think that AJ was the best player on the offense last year. Maybe you're right the last 2 years, but isn't AJ dependent on multiple things? The line's got to block. Jalen's got to throw.
That's a component of it, but Jason is a small part of the whole.
Small.
No, and listen, don't get caught up
small
in the way. I know you're getting caught up in the way that I'm saying it. I know you are. Like, I cannot take away anything from what Jason has accomplished in his career. That's not what I'm trying to do. But at the end of the day, Jason ain't scoring no touchdowns. Jason ain't touching. Well, he is touching the rock every play. But he ain't scoring no touchdowns. He's not that difference maker. Now, he's set the protections and all the other good stuff. But I feel like I'm not trying to diminish his contribution. That's not what I'm trying to do. But you got a lot of offensive weapons that I feel like when Nick's making that prediction, that's a little bit hyperbole. Just a little bit.
I don't think it is. I mean, he may be wrong. I mean, again, like that, we could look at the back of this and laugh. Dead wrong. I don't think it's crazy that they could miss the playoffs. Right now, I have them at 10-7. I think that will qualify for the playoffs, and they'll be back in the NFC playoffs. 7 teams make it. But I wrote down 11 teams today, this morning, that I think could get to about 9 wins in the NFC. Okay, and if the Eagles are at 10, then they're right in the mix with those teams.
I'm curious, which team out of the South, NFC South, do you have going?
So I have the Falcons getting the playoffs.
Because they, like, you know, it's funny. All four of those teams in that division have the absolute easiest schedules.
Well, they get to play each other. That helps.
Man, so
here are the teams I wrote down in the NFC, 11 teams that could get to 9 wins. Cowboys, Commanders, Packers, Lions, Bears.
Commanders, Joe?
Yeah.
With a rookie quarterback?
There's no question.
Listen.
C.J. Stroud just did it last year.
Outlier.
But that just happened last year.
It did. But, Joe, how many times has that happened where rookies have come in and lit up the league like that at that position?
Last place schedule. All right, let me finish. Cowboys, Commanders, Packers, Lions, Bears, Falcons.
Bears?
Yeah. They won 7 last year with Justin Fields. He doesn't even know which where the right end zone is. He goes backwards when he runs. Falcons, Bucks, Rams, 49ers, Cardinals. I think they all could get to about 9 wins. About 9 wins. Now, if the Eagles are at 10, they're not that much ahead of them the way I view it. So, and again, some of these teams will stink. I'm just saying I think those teams could get to 9 wins. The only teams in the NFC I think are bad. Giants are bad.
Yes.
Panthers are bad.
Yes.
Saints could be bad. Vikings and Seahawks. I have 5 bad teams. 5 bad teams in the NFC. So, and I have serious questions here about the Eagles' offensive line. This morning, Elliott was on. He was asked his biggest concern with the team. He said the right guard position, which obviously is kind of a domino effect from Kelsey leaving, right? Because Juergens moves from right guard to center. Okay, and then Baldy, and we'll hear from him in a little bit. Baldy said his biggest concern is the pass rush. So I got a team with some pass rush concerns, O-line concerns, and the last time we saw them, they were bad. Like, I don't think what the guy said is crazy yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh thinks they're more likely to win the Super Bowl than miss the playoffs. I would say they're more likely to miss the playoffs than win the Super Bowl. It's really hard to win the Super Bowl. They've done it once around here in almost 60 years. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot to do today. We got a couple great prizes. We'll tell you about those coming up. Kyle, where do you come down on this? As everyone's all upset today, but I don't think what was said yesterday was the most ridiculous thing I ever heard, and I think the Eagles are more likely to miss the playoffs than win the Super Bowl.
So I will preface by saying this. I don't think the Eagles will miss the playoffs.
No, for the record, none of us do.
Right.
We all have them in the playoffs.
Correct.
But we doing either or today.
Well, Hugh, I mean, you know me. I'm a big math guy, a statistician.
What's the math?
How's the math?
Well, it's pretty simple to me. Like, how many teams win the Super Bowl every year?
One.
Do you know how many teams miss the playoffs every year?
A lot more than one.
That would be 18. So just like on that basis alone, it's a lot harder to win the Super Bowl than it is to just have a bad year and miss the playoffs. Like, I sort of agree with Joe that the NFC seems like... I think the NFC is a lot stronger now than, because we've gone through these past few seasons, like, the NFC is the weaker conference. I'm not so sure it's that weak right now. I think there's a lot of teams that you could see sort of vying for that 6-7 spot. And, like, let's face it, we are in a division where, you know, we just clowned the Cowboys for a lot of time yesterday, but they do tend to rip off like 11, 12 wins per season, and they find themselves in the discussion to win the division. So, just on that likelihood alone, if the Eagles don't win the division, it might be a little bit tougher to sneak in as the 6 or 7 with, you know, teams like the Rams, the 49ers. Like, you don't know who's going to win that division. I just think the odds are, and not that I think it will happen, I think the odds suggest that it's more likely statistically that the Eagles will miss the playoffs than win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the floor is raised in the NFC, to off of Kyle's point. There's less really bad teams. I only count like 4 or 5 teams. I think I'm just writing them off for the season. I think there's a lot of teams in the mix here. And you call me crazy if you want. Say, Joe, you're being pessimistic. The last time we watched them play, they were, and it wasn't that like they were average, they were bad. I can't get that out of my head until I start watching them play play well.
That's fair. I mean, and I get that, but come on, man.
You'd be shocked if the Eagles missed the playoffs.
Yes.
I would not be shocked.
I would be super shocked.
We have a lame duck coach, and we have a defense that we don't know if they could play or not.
I'm not worried about
it. I said it to the wrong person. Never mind.
I was never worried about the defense.
You never have been, never will be. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down on this? More likely to win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs? As a lot of people are upset
at
the idea.
It's like I don't even know you anymore, Joe. You just changed. Like,
I changed. If they win 9 games and have a tiebreaker and miss the playoffs, that's not shocking to me. Rasheem's in North Philly. What's up, Rasheem?
What's up? I think thing that's irresponsible to say, if you're telling me that that one game separate the Eagles from the Bears, I think that's irresponsible. Based on what happened last year, and thinking that that's going to roll over to this year, I think that's irresponsible too. And I think that's doing the team a disservice, not giving them credit for being able to be grown men and it being a new season and them being a different team. And a lot of players that was on the team last year aren't on the team this year. Some of the dysfunctional players, some of the players that was upset about their contract are no longer here. Some of the players that was freelancing on defense are no longer.
But did they replace them with better players?
To me, I think it's up for grabs. If you want to compare Jalen Carter to Fletcher Cox, Jalen Carter going to the second year, him having 6 sacks as a rookie, I think this year Jalen Carter would be better than last year Fletcher Cox. And yes, there is some type of an unknown, but I think also the unknown is a good thing because you're going to have younger players that's going to be able to get better throughout the season. And to call Nick Sirianni Nick Sirianni, Elaine Dunn, coach. I think that's irresponsible too. To me, I think right now, this whole let's go beat up on the Eagles thing. If you look at,
I don't think that's happening. I think it's been nothing Timeout. It's been nothing. All I've heard except yesterday, and that's the one thing everyone's upset about is all hype. It's been a great training camp. They're in terms of their odds, it's actually moved towards. It's moved towards more people are betting the over on their win total. I've seen nothing but hype for the Eagles this month.
But you're comparing the Eagles to the Bears, saying that you think the Eagles could is a possibility that they could win 9 games.
Yeah.
I think that's very irresponsible.
Why? Hershine, hold on. How many games do you think they're going to win?
12.
Okay, so you are just as much compared to their win total in Vegas as I am, just the other way. Right, so hold on. It's nothing irresponsible about it. You just see it differently.
It is irresponsible.
Hold on a second, Rasheem. Hold on. We got to put it on pause. Hold on. If their win total is 10.5, and you think they're better than that by a game and a half, that equals 12. I think there's a chance they could be the other side of it by a game and a half. That's 9. It's the same exact thing. Saying a team that is projected to win 10 or 11 games wins 12 or 9 is the same thing, Rasheem. It's just looking at it from different perspectives.
This is not a 9-win team at all. I don't care what you're talking about. Offense wins football games based on the acquisition that you made on offense. And if you want to tell me because we have a guard that's probably not Hall of Fame or Pro Bowl level, out of the three positions that we have on the offensive line, they're all pros and Pro Bowlers. I'm sorry, we can't have all pros all over the line. And guard is a position that could be you could hide a guard. Like you can't hide a tackle, but you can hide a guard. So to sit here and say, for me, if my biggest concern with the Eagles is guard position.
No, not just guard, Rasheem, and we appreciate it, but it's not just guard. Like, I say this like once every month around here. Am I in Philadelphia? The Eagles' biggest questions are on the offensive line and defensive line. And we're like, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, the defense don't matter.
They built the franchise. When Andy Reid got here, I would think you would know this. They built the franchise on O-line, D-line.
How disappointed are you in me?
Oh,
right now?
Really disappointed. I mean, they built 20 years of contention on O-line, D-line. That is everyone's question right now, right? No one's questioning the position, the skill guys. They're really good. The questions are O-line, D-line, and we're like just dismissing that as if it doesn't matter.
I don't have a big question mark about the offensive line as you do. Now, I will concede the fact that, you know, the defensive line and the pass rush might be somewhat of a concern, but that never was a concern for me.
Concern isn't actually a concern because it's not a concern for you.
Well, it's not a concern because I'm like I've been saying, if we're out there scoring 30 points a game, then we're going to be okay. This defense is going to come along at the time that it needs to come along. I look at it like this, and I know everybody's concerned about their first game and how Green Bay is going to play us and everything and how this offensive line is going to fare. I still am a firm believer that these skill positions are going to outweigh the guys that we have covering them. And so that's going to negate some of that pressure. I cannot see consistently Jalen holding on to the football for an extended period of time, not being able to throw to an open receiver. I don't care if that's the tight end or the running back. Somebody's going to be open. So in a nutshell, that's how I look at it. Yeah, you might have some concerns about the blitz and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing to counter the blitz is somebody's always going to be open because you're not going to have enough people to cover all these weapons that we have. When you talk about the fact that last year when Green Bay beat the Dallas Cowgirls, yeah, who they throw it to? CeeDee Lamb and some guys. But
right,
CeeDee Lamb was the focus.
It was
a one-man show. They're not going to be able to cover the personnel that we're going to be able to throw at them.
But we had similar personnel last year, and it didn't work.
And for whatever reason, Jalen was holding the ball too long. Coach Moore is not going to let him do that, man.
Well, I think you're right on that, and I think the offense will be a better version of itself and a more evolver. I think the offense is going to – I'm not really concerned about the offense. What I'm concerned about is the pass rush and just the reality of –
Don't worry about the pass rush, dog.
Oh, yeah. This is the NFL. Yeah, no big deal. Pass rush. We got to face.
They're going to be all right. They're going to be all right.
So who we face this year? Jordan Love, Joe Burrow,
yeah.
Dak Prescott twice. Who else? We got Kirk Cousins. Yeah.
Now, okay, I will say this. That Cincinnati game, that might That might be a little bit of a challenge.
Oh yeah, it will.
That might, because they can match, they can score points with us.
Yes, of course they can.
And
with those guys.
Their defense, they're pretty nasty. They're pretty stingy.
It'd be nice if we had a pass rush to match it. All right, 215-592-9494. Vance in North Philly. What's up, Vance?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
What's good morning, Vance. On, what's up, pal?
Hey, you, man. You one of my heroes growing up, man. I played D in high school because of you, man.
Oh, appreciate you, brother.
So honestly, man, I got you beating Schwarber, man. I got you beating the football.
Yeah,
I don't
probably.
Care.
There's no way.
I think he would lose by a good amount at this point.
Get dusted.
I can still pick him up and put him down.
Weak, you can't see your heroes as being weak, man.
Hey, man, I can pick him up. I still can pick him up and put him down. Probably not as fast as he can, but I can pick him up and put him down.
I believe it. But on a serious note, man, I got two words for the season, man. New coaches. That's what the problem was. Sean Desai, and what was the other guy named Brian Johnson?
Yes.
Come on, man. We can't keep hanging our heads and, oh, last year they was this and that. No, the problem was coaching. They could have had me out there. You.
I believe it.
I could have called plays.
I believe it.
You feel me? So I think that's what I'm hanging my hat on this year. I believe we'll be a much better squad, especially in those trench situations. You know, we got Fangio here now, so you know, I think everybody should just chill and just enjoy the show. You know,
he brought his magic. Fangio brought his magic wand, like Joe liked to point out. He doesn't have a magic wand. Yes, he does, and he brought it with him.
I can't wait to see it next week. Vance, we appreciate it, man. I think it's probably been the thing that's been said the most and why there's so much optimism for this season on WIP since January, is these two new coordinators. And I'm with you guys. Like they're better. I mean, they're better at those spots. Kellen Moore is obviously better than Brian Johnson, and Vic Fangio is way better than what they had last year. That I think everyone agrees on that. They'll be a better coached football team. Does it mean they're going to win a lot more games? We'll find out. I mean, I don't. It seems to be an assumption that means more wins. I'm not sure it works like that.
No, I believe that to be the case. Because the one thing that I think about when I think about this offense and this defense from last year, not that bright. Like, and I'm not even trying to be funny, but there were a lot of times where, like in basic football, they had no answers for anything. They never played to a team's weakness. They just went out there and they just played football. And they felt like their talent was going to get them over. And for a certain period of time, it did. They were the most talented team on the field, and they found ways to win.
Yep.
But at some point, the NFL is going to catch up with you. And that's exactly what happened last year. It wasn't like the Giants were better than them or the Arizona Cardinals, like man for man. They just schemed better than the Eagles did because they just played for talent. You know what I mean?
And that doesn't work.
It doesn't work,
man. Not in
man.
The NFL.
Like, there's parity in the NFL for a reason. Like, everybody's regardless of how we like to talk about people, garbage and all this other stuff, every team in the NFL is talented. Now, there are some teams that have higher talent pools than others, but everybody's talented. That's when you have to start scheming, and that's when I talk about the mistakes. The biggest thing, and the reason I feel as much confidence as I do when I talk about this team, especially on the offensive side of the ball, is because I feel like they're going to have answers for the blitzes that they're going to have that are going to be thrown against them and all this other thrown at them and all this other stuff. They're going to have answers for all of that. They didn't have answers last year.
Well, and if they did, they didn't get to them. They're not, at least not quick enough. Well, we're going to find out. I mean, I expect the Packers to blitz them and blitz them a lot.
Oh, they're
going to
blitz them to the cows. Come
yep,
on,
next Friday.
Stop them.
It's about to be time we find out. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles more likely to win the Super Bowl or miss the postseason? I think it's miss the postseason. I mean, it's based on the NFC being better at the bottom. I'm not sure how great this Eagles team is. I have them at 10 wins. I think a bunch of teams could get to the 9 range, and that could make it, you know, tight at the end. You think they're more likely to win the Super Bowl. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Play some audio from Baldy this morning. His biggest concern with the Eagles this season. Plus, we got an incredible prize to give away. We'll play Hughes Clues next, right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. We'll get to more on the Phils. What a win it was last night. Walk-off hit by Bryce Harper. Phils take the first over the Astros. Nola on the mound tonight. So we'll get to more Phils coming up, including the decision they made yesterday about tomorrow that most of us are very upset about. That's all coming up. We do have a prize to give. We'll tell you about that in a second. But we're discussing here. Yesterday, everyone's all riled up. Nick Wright predicted the Eagles finished third in the division, missed the playoffs. I think they're going to win 10 games and make the playoffs, but I don't think what the guy said is crazy. I mean, they have them at 10 wins. If they win 9 and are in the mix of teams trying to make the playoffs, it wouldn't shock me. I have a lot I need to see before I'm convinced it's a great football team, but a lot of people believe they're more likely to win the Super Bowl than miss the playoffs, including Hugh Douglas. Baldy was on this morning with the morning show. He was asked about their biggest weakness. It mirrors some of my concern with the pass rush.
I'm concerned. I'm generally, like, that's my biggest concern on the whole team is what their defensive line, they have been built around a two-tier system where you dress and play eight guys and you rotate them, and I'm concerned. I'm concerned about where the rush is going to come from.
He's concerned about where the rush is going to come from. Yesterday, we did a little exercise. We tried to count the sacks.
Yeah, I had them like about 40.
Yeah, I mean, your numbers were a little bit inflated, but we did. Yeah.
Of course they're inflated. I'm supposed to, because it's supposed to mirror the argument that I'm giving. He's an idiot.
I didn't say it. You said it. But yeah, those numbers were a lot. I don't know what sack number they're going to get to. I am concerned, though, just the idea of who's going to get to the quarterback. But just, we have a real game coming up next Friday.
In Brazil
against the Packers. Obviously, an offense last year that came on a lot towards the end and blew the Cowboys out, and we're playing with the Niners in a playoff game. They have a lot of pieces on that offense, and it's 3rd and 8, and it's the fourth quarter, and the Eagles are up 4. Who's getting
Bryce Huff?
You better.
Oh my God, you just got real quiet when I said that.
Like, well, let me ask you this. Bryce Huff, is he playing the entire game? Does he still have something left in the tank, or are we just going to save him for third down?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, now this is where I can't answer the question definitively, because I don't know. Because it's different, like I told you, man, it's different being out there first and second down. And that third down roll around, and you had to put your hand in the dirt after you've been fighting grown-ass men?
Of course.
Trying to bust up enough strength to get that pass rush? I think he can do it, though. I have faith in him.
The Eagles paid him to do it, so he better do it. So Baldy's concerned with the pass rush. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. More likely win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. Early poll results are wild today. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Good morning, Jeff.
Real quick on the Phillies, defense, pitching, and solid play won that game last night. Johan Rojas made a pretty much a game-saving catch.
It was a great catch. And Jeff, did you see he did the little finger wag, the Matumbo when he caught it?
Yes, sir. They had a couple of key double plays, and Bryce made a really good play at first base, and he finally came through with the big hit.
He did. So I think that was the best defensive play he's made in a while. Not that he's made bad ones, but like that was a highlight play there by Bryce.
It was. It was another quality win. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm almost there. They're not back yet, but they're getting close.
Well, before you make your Eagles point, Jeff, let me just give you some numbers, because I saw this morning they've won 8 out of 12. But if you take out the Taiwan starts, they've won 8 out of 10. I mean, that sounds to me like a team that's pretty close to back now.
Are they setting up Taiwan for failure here?
Yeah. Sabotage tomorrow against the Astros? Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
They ought to play Beastie Boys Sabotage.
That would be funny. Jeff, what are you thinking here on the Eagles?
Well, first of all, I think that guy is basically another Chris Sims. I don't have a problem with what he said, but along with that, he said, I don't know much about this team, but it sounds just like a hot takesman is all he is. And I got them winning 13 games. I know you're much lower than that, but the defensive and offensive coordinators this year, I think, are going to make the biggest difference in this team, because they had crap last year for coordinators, and I think that really affected the team.
Well, especially down the stretch, right? You know, they got away with it early when they won, but we could tell it didn't look right early in the season. Yeah. And down the stretch, it crushed them.
And I know the math is crazy with, are they going to – do they have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl versus not making the playoffs? And I got to lean towards winning the Super Bowl, because I just cannot see this team not making the playoffs at all.
Well, it would be a major disappointment, Jeff, and we appreciate the phone call. I mean, I'm not going to go as far as to say I think it's going to happen, but I wouldn't be shocked. That's the way I in my head it is. Like, I would be It's disappointing, Hugh, if they miss the playoffs. I just wouldn't be shocked. 13 wins is a lot. Where are you at? I mean, we'll do finalized predictions next week. But what number you at last time we did this? 12, 13?
Something like that.
You were in that range.
That sounds about right. Yeah, I was in that range. Definitely.
I've been at 10 since the schedule came out. I mean, I've went back and forth in my head about maybe raising the win total up by a win. But we'll see. We'll see what happens here. JT is up next. Actually, before JT, let's make sure we get the side topic in here, a little Hugh's Clues, because we have a great prize. I know JT wanted to play here. So here's what we have today, Hugh. We have a pair of prizes. The first one we're going to give away is a pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field Friday, September 6th. Kick off the 2024 NFL season with all of us and watch the Eagles take on the Packers live from the stadium seats. We're doing the pregame show out there, then the game, Eagles-Packers. We got a pair of tickets. Let's give them away playing a little game called Hugh's Clues.
So, you know, I've been getting a lot of heat about these first guesses that I have.
It's a Tuesday tradition. Yeah, Monday's hard, it's Tuesday, like, Hugh talks about
no,
it.
No, and you know, it's like I'm trying to do better, man. But I just, you know what, I'm starting to see that no matter what you do, like, you're never going to satisfy everybody.
You can't please people.
I can't please everybody. But I did come in this morning, and I tried to do better with my first clue. So here's my first clue. You ready?
I'm ready.
For these, what are we giving away again, Joe?
A pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party.
Yeah,
at
watch
the
party.
Lake.
That's so. Everybody, listen up. This is the first clue. It's a good one. The first clue is this person is a human child actor.
You had him with the human thing after Bigfoot yesterday. So we're looking for a child actor today that is absolutely a human
hey,
being.
Hey, and now the mean tweets come in 3, 2, 1.
All right, so we promise today's answer is a human being. Yesterday, a little vague on that, and I know it got
it
some
had
people.
To be Bigfoot yesterday, though. It was the only like that was the only thing we could have done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were joking about the odds here. The odds were eventually Bigfoot would make its way into Hugh's Clues.
Humanoid.
Yes, yeah. Humanoid. Yeah.
People are mad.
That's all right. People are mad at me too, because I think it's more likely the Eagles miss the playoffs than win the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494.
Good time.
All right, you have
good
your time. First clue there. A child actor that we promise is a human being.
He's a human.
JT is up next on WIP. Hey, JT.
Hey, what's up, bro? Good morning, fellas.
What's going on, JT? Bro? What do you got?
Jalil, you friend or foe, man? What are you? Are you like
I am a friend. I am.
He
come
said,
on. You know,
said,
I am a friend,
he
JT.
Said you the ops.
I'm not the ops.
Ain't definitely, man. I want to be talking about football in a minute. How you said 10-7? When we was 11-6, he was atrocious last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they answered every area weakness: coaching, linebackers, secondary. They got better on the line. They replaced Reddick with Huff. Like, what is it? They got Saquon instead of DeAndre Swift.
All right. So some of those I agree with you with, and they're in certain places they're really good. I mean, they could be great. Like skill positions. JT, I have no questions about the skill guys. Running back, wide receivers. They're obviously great and deep. They did get much better in the secondary. JT, I just keep coming back to this though. It's like the Bizarro Eagles. I have my questions on the lines. I'm not sure they're better on the D line. I'm not sure Huff is as good as Reddick. In fact, right now I don't think he is. I'm not sure they're as good on the O line. They had Kelce and Juergens. Now we got Juergens and Mekhi Becton. I don't know if that's as good. Like they might be worse on the lines, but better on the skill positions. And that's not what usually we have here.
We had a harder schedule too last year, too, though, Joe. You realize that, too?
So,
we had an easier schedule this year.
But let me. All right.
So that alone, so the wind should go up. How are you seeing me going down?
Well, all right. So, but how do you wrap your mind around this, JT? Because I can't. Yes, they had a really hard schedule last year, and they did decently against it, right? They beat the Chiefs, they beat the Bills. But they lost to a lot of bad teams last year. They lost
the
Giants. You're right, Dolphins. But so they beat some of the good teams. But, JT, they lost to bad teams last year. Lost to the Cardinals and the Giants.
Right. But last year's last year, bro. We improved. We got rid of all that bad stuff. We got rid of Brian Johnson. We took Nerciani. Play calling away. Kellen Moore is going to be improved. Everything we did was better. Like,
hope springs eternal, man. See,
yeah.
See Joey trying
to
tell
you. Why are you being so pessimistic?
What
are you doing?
And why are you repeating what Nick Wright said?
No, well, what I said is he's not great, JT, because people are acting like they
because he got that haircut.
Yeah, he does have an interesting haircut.
He got a nice little haircut. He went to Dr. Rafi.
People, he might have. Yeah, it's a good job by Dr. Rafi if he had Nick Wright. People are acting as if Nick Wright said the Eagles are going to go 3-14, or I'm saying they're 10-7, JT. I just don't think it's crazy that they missed the playoffs. It could happen.
Man, that is crazy. Man.
All right.
Yeah, they missed the playoffs. We're going to fight. We're going to fight somebody.
No, they're going to fire Sirianni is what's going to happen.
Yeah,
well, I like that. Now, Joe, I agree with that. Sirianni's a hack. I don't like Sirianni at all. We agree on that. I can't stand him. I should have fired him last year. That's the only thing we agreed on.
Yeah, yeah. All right, JT, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. Child actor. Who we got?
Ew, could you give me a better clue than that in the world?
Dude, what was wrong with the clue? That was an awesome clue.
And they're a human being.
Right. Let me ask a clarifying question. Is he an adult now? He's still a child now.
No, you can't know that. He just... Just it's a child actor.
I mean, but it's kind of obvious when I said it was a child actor.
Macaulay Culkin.
That's a great guess.
That's a great guess, though, dude.
By the way, I saw this yesterday. JT, good guess and good phone call. And I am a friend, not a foe, okay? Just because I think they go 10-7 is my foe.
Your ally.
Hold on a second. Because the end of that call just completely threw me for a loop. How do you think it's such a sure thing that the Eagles are going to be great, make the playoffs?
The coach is a bum.
But the head coach is a hack?
I know.
What are we doing? Like, I think people are so conflated with it.
Because our talent supersedes.
But Nick Sirianni matters, I think, way more than people are allowing themselves to believe.
I agree with you. And being consistent, that's why part of why I'm concerned. I don't believe much in Sirianni, and he's still here. At least I'm consistent on this. I'm not like 14-3, but the head coach, I think, is a dummy. That doesn't make sense.
I don't give a
Yeah, well, I do, Nick. So that's that. By the way, speaking of Macaulay Culkin, I saw this. This is going to make everyone out there feel old, okay? Macaulay Culkin is now the age, like current Macaulay Culkin, is the age his dad was, like the actor that played his dad in Home Alone.
Is that right?
The actor that played his dad in Home Alone. I forget his name.
He did not age well, though.
No, he didn't.
John something? Macaulay or his dad?
Yeah, Macaulay.
Macaulay did not. But he's 44 now, and his dad, the man who played his dad in the movie, his name escaped me, he was 44 when that movie was filmed.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, so it's been a while, Home Alone, since that one came out. We're 30-something years?
Something like
that. It was like 1990?
Right. You know what they're about to re-release?
Oh, not a real Home Alone guy.
It's all right.
You know what they're about to re-release?
What's that?
That came out like, 20-year anniversary? Shaun of the Dead? Did you ever see that?
I didn't.
It was funny, right? Because they're about to re-release it into the movie theater. And I'm thinking to myself, it's a 20-year-old movie. Who the hell going to the movies where you could just rent that on TV?
Yeah, but it's a whole experience.
Nah.
You get the popcorn, the seating.
Okay, I give you the popcorn.
Yeah.
The popcorn at the movies is kind of
the best. Popcorn's just not good.
The popcorn is clutch.
What are you doing?
They don't use real butter, though.
I'm anti-popcorn at all.
You're an anti-Home Alone and anti-popcorn at the movies? Are you an American? What are you? All right.
I'm a humanoid.
I guess you are. Rick in Philly. What's up, Rick? Rick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's
love your show. First time calling in. I wanted to call because I'm kind of struggling a little bit here with the premise of the question on today's show. So I did some cursory Google research. So, you know, take it for what it is. But if you look up Kansas City Chiefs 2024 playoff odds, you're going to find a source, one of the first sources, and it says the Chiefs have a 16.7% chance to win the Super Bowl and a 21.3% chance to miss the playoffs.
So, inherently, every team has a better chance to miss the playoffs. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, that's kind of my point. Maybe you could modify it to, you know, make the Super Bowl versus win.
Rick, I agree with you, but the interesting part, I agree. I mean, you're right. Like, that's the math on it. That's the way it works. It's there's only 14 teams make it, 18 teams don't. Yet, Rick, I would say today, and you might be the opposite, and I might be the opposite. I would say the majority of people that chime in on this are going to say the opposite that I'm saying and that you're thinking. Like, most people think they're more likely to win the Super Bowl. That's why it's interesting to me, because I think there's a feeling in this town right now that they are a stone cold lock for the playoffs, and I'm not sure that's true.
Well, I think that would be an irrational position to have. I mean, if you're really going to bet money on the Chiefs, throw away the Eagles, you should bet that the Chiefs will miss the playoffs instead of winning the Super Bowl. That would be the better bet. So, you know,
I think
the Birds, you know, there's a lot of questions. I think we need to see them play. I'm reminded of Sam Bradford in 2015. But, you know, I think there's reasonable, cause to think that they're going to improve the offense this year, because of, Hurts in training camp. Also, I've read things to suggest that, you know, he's taking the leadership aspect of his role more seriously. We'll see how that plays out, obviously. And, you know, obviously the new coaches. So, you know, I think 13 wins is my prediction. But obviously, you know, you had to ask me to put money on it. Of course, I think they're more likely to miss the playoffs than to win the Super Bowl. I think that's true of every team.
I would say that, too. Now, and the Chiefs might be the outlier because they just seem like the machine. But generally, Rick, I agree with you. All right, Rick, what's your guess here for Hughes Clues? Who's he thinking about today?
I'm taking a chance. I'm going Jeff Cohen.
Jeff Cohen, that's a name you don't hear very often. Rick, appreciate it. Good phone call. Appreciate you being part of the show. That's not it, is it?
No.
Okay. You got people in a blender again.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just mad. I'm just laughing at the hate that I'm getting for the first clue. That was a good clue.
I don't think it's not like nearly as vague as I think. Because I've gotten calls like, man, not also, a good clue. Think of a child actor.
This is supposed to be hard. Like, don't you understand? We have a pair of tickets to give away to the Eagles kickoff watch party. We're not, like, Hugh's not just on the corner willy-nilly handing out tickets. You got to earn this.
People are going to start throwing eggs at me when they see me in public.
Tomatoes, like a bad comedian.
Boo, your clues suck.
Listen, I don't encourage anyone to throw anything at anyone.
Please don't.
But if you came in here one day with a tomato on your head, it would be pretty funny.
Oh, man, I tell you. I mean, but you know what? The thing that I love about being here, like, people, like, when they speak, they speak to you like they know you.
Yeah.
And I've gotten a few of those. You know, your clues stink.
Like the verbal tomatoes thrown at you.
Your clues stink.
I don't. Listen,
hey,
some days.
Hey,
some like, days are better than others, but I don't think there's anything wrong with this.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, and this is the way I'm thinking of it. You know how the morning show does their side topic?
Yeah.
What if the morning show said, give us a child actor? Everyone will be able to come up with one. Think of a child actor.
Right. And
it's not that
obviously
hard.
What makes this a little more challenging is you're trying to get the exact one.
Sure.
Where for them, it's just
right.
Like
no,
any child actor
right.
works.
But
and
like
then
it's
they figure
it's
it
in the same spirit.
Of
like,
course.
Is that of such a vague side topic if the morning show did give us a child actor?
I'm sure,
no.
I'm sure it's been a morning show side topic. I mean, for all the years they've done it, I'm like sure.
Movie titles with the word the?
Yeah. I mean, they've done them all. I mean, at this point. All right. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man. How
good morning, Chris.
Today?
What's up?
We're good.
Phew.
I get a kick out of this. I think it's funny. I really do.
I know you do. Hey, listen, this is what it's all about, entertaining yourself. We're all here for your entertainment.
Yes,
right?
Now you get it.
Hey, I have a question for you. This Schwarber run, how far is this run that you're racing Schwarber? Is it 40,
you know what? Every time 100? I think about this race in Schwarber, it's around the bases.
It doesn't matter.
Around the bases? You're going to
okay,
make
no,
it?
You're getting smoked.
I ain't
going
to make it around all three.
You're pulling the hamstring coming around first.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll pull a hemi, but I probably won't be as fast as I think I am.
I think you need a shorter race to even be in the picture. If you do around the bases, you're going to be between second and third. He's touching home waiting for you.
Yeah, it needs to be straight ahead, too.
If it was a 10-yard dash, I'd give it to you. And even if it was to first base, I'd give it to you. There ain't no way you're beating him around the bases. You're taking a face plant like I did and popping that hamstring, and you're going to be eating dirt. I mean, I'm sorry, brother.
The lean would probably get me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going down. So, you know, guys, I love this topic because I love when we shift from baseball to football because you go from being the wet blanket and the guy that draws the ire of my eye to becoming, you know, the smartest man in the room. And, Joe, you go from being a genius to, you know, right now, Joe, you're an idiot. Like, this is what you do, and it's infuriating to me. And you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my answer. And tie this in. So my answer for Hughes Clues is Gary Coleman, because I feel like we need Gary Coleman to say to Joe, like, what are you talking about?
What are you
Joe?
Talking about, Joe?
Like, I mean, come on, Joe. Like, listen, your offensive line stance is just it's wrong. There's 4 out of 5 starters are returning, and they're all Pro Bowlers. We're moving, or actually, I'm sorry, 3 of the 5 were Pro Bowlers. We're moving one guy from guard to center, like. And you freak out about that. The only position that you have any justification to be scared about, because you're being scared, Joe, go eat and eat a steak, is the pass rush. But other than that, and we know defense doesn't really matter in the NFL, so you're just flat crazy, Joe. So they're going back to the Super Bowl, Joe. They're going to win the Super Bowl. And I don't want to hear any more of the hate from Joe Giglio anymore on my Eagles.
A lot of hate.
All right?
A lot of hate.
A lot of hate.
So much hate, man.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's not hate. It's wisdom and it's reality. I mean, that
let you tell it.
I've been trying to tell. I had the wisdom and reality on the Phillies, and you agreed with that.
It's emotion here. Shuffle.
Yeah, you're right. Core values. By the way, Chris, it is not Gary Coleman, but that is an awesome answer.
That is.
Different Strokes was an. I watched so many episodes of Different Strokes back in the day. They would replay. I forget what channel, if TV Land or whatever it was. Like in the early 90s show, I forget when the show was actually on, and it's actually, you know, on air, but then it came back in like syndication.
Yeah.
A lot of Different Strokes I watched over the years.
I met Todd Bridges when I was in Jacksonville.
Did you?
Yeah.
Todd had some ups and downs in life, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Him and Dana Plato. Was it Dana Plato?
I don't think she's alive anymore.
No, I don't think so either. But I remember meeting Todd because I was in Jacksonville and I was walking into the hotel and I was like, you know, hey, Todd Bridges. And he knew, and I was surprised because he knew who I was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was surprised at that. And yeah, Todd was cool, man.
A little starstruck by Todd Bridges?
Yes.
Actors know actors,
like,
man.
I get like that every now and then. I remember in the city, I saw Jada Kiss was in the city one time. I get a little fanboyish every now and then.
Yeah, I could get that. I think most people would.
Yeah, a little fanboyish.
Let's talk to Keith in North Philly. What's up, Keith?
Hey, how you doing today?
Keith, good buddy. Man. What are you feeling today? What are you thinking?
I think you're full of crap, man.
Okay.
You know what your problem is?
What's my problem?
It all comes down to you really don't have a lot of confidence in Jalen.
No, I like Jalen.
No. You know why that is? Because with the amount of talent that we have and the two new coaches, that should be enough to give us 10, 11 wins.
All right, Keith, let me say this, though, because I think there's this logic that if you have a good quarterback, you just win.
Yes.
Drew Brees. Right. Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer. Right, he had three straight 7-9 seasons with Sean Payton as his head coach in the middle of his career. He wasn't falling off. His defense was the worst in the league. If you have a good quarterback, it's a ticket to being relevant. Like, I don't think the Eagles are going to win three games or four games. They're going to be in the mix, but doesn't mean you're going to win the Super Bowl.
No, but if I had to pick between the two, I would pick the Super Bowl. And the reason why I would pick the Super Bowl is because they have just as good a chance as any team in the league. And I'm going to ask you a question right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Brock Purdy?
He's good. He's
okay.
Very good.
All don't right. start.
But he's very good.
Okay. Here this kid loses four games because he lost two players. Four games in a row. But you still think he's good.
Well, I think Jalen's good too, Keith. I think Jalen's good too.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is you don't have as much confidence in a kid as you say you do. Because let's say the Eagles go out and just score 27 points a game. Okay, the Eagles go from being last in defense to the middle of the pack. The Eagles can win 11-12.
I agree, Keith, with that.
I got the Eagles winning anywhere between 12 and 13 games. I think 11 games is a disappointment.
Wow. Well, that's above their betting win total. I mean, so if you think that's a disappointment, you're obviously higher. Look, Keith, I like Jalen, but I will be honest with you. He had 20 turnovers last year, so I have some doubt. Yeah, I have some doubt. Look, I like him. I still think he's a good quarterback, Keith. I'm happy he's the Eagles quarterback. But yeah, I 2 years ago, he played great, and they had a lot around him, and they won. I don't think they have quite as much around him in the trenches, and I got to see him play great again. Keith, we'll see, but
he's going to have to pull the team up a notch. Last year, he just got his contract. He's doing commercials. He's young.
Mm-hmm.
This year, he got his legs under him. He got another year under him. He got something to prove. I'm telling you, I think we're selling him just a tad bit short.
Keith, I may be. And I like him, but I may be. All right, Keith, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about?
The guy took my guy. I had Gary Coleman. But I can't think of nobody. Shirley Temple.
No, you went old school with that one.
That is old school. Keith, we appreciate it. All right, 215-592-9494. We got some Eagles cuts news. By the way, we'll update you throughout the day. As 4 p.m. today, the 53-man roster has to be set. They did make a move with a receiver yesterday, moving him to the IR, opens a spot. Another move with a player at the position. We'll tell you about that next, and more on the Phillies as well. The big news was the win last night, but another piece of big news was before the game, a decision that Hugh Douglas foreshadowed yesterday. We'll hit that. 215-592-9494. More likely, Eagles win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs, we'll discuss. And, of course, your guesses for Hughes Clues right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, at bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly standard, the tailgate beer, from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including Barnaby's Havertown with $5 Philly standard cans and $4 Yards Philly Pale Ales for happy hour or Sunset Social in Center City. Also with $5 Philly standard cans and movie night Wednesdays on their 60-foot screen. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly. Back Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. We'll get to more on the Phils. What a win it was last night. Walk-off hit by Bryce Harper. Phils take the first over the Astros. Nola on the mound tonight. So we'll get to more Phils coming up, including the decision they made yesterday about tomorrow that most of us are very upset about. That's all coming up. We do have a prize to give. We'll tell you about that in a second. But we're discussing here. Yesterday, everyone's all riled up. Nick Wright predicted the Eagles finished third in the division, missed the playoffs. I think they're going to win 10 games and make the playoffs, but I don't think what the guy said is crazy. I mean, they have them at 10 wins. If they win 9 and are in the mix of teams trying to make the playoffs, it wouldn't shock me. I have a lot I need to see before I'm convinced it's a great football team, but a lot of people believe they're more likely to win the Super Bowl than miss the playoffs, including Hugh Douglas. Baldy was on this morning with the morning show. He was asked about their biggest weakness. It mirrors some of my concern with the pass rush.
I'm concerned. I'm generally, like, that's my biggest concern on the whole team is what their defensive line. They have been built around a two-tier system where you dress and play eight guys and you rotate them, and I'm concerned. I'm concerned about where the rush is going to come from.
He's concerned about where the rush is going to come from. Yesterday, we did a little exercise. We tried to count the sacks.
Yeah, I had them like about 40.
Yeah, I mean, your numbers were a little bit inflated, but we did. Yeah.
Of course they're inflated. I'm supposed to, because it's supposed to mirror the argument that I'm giving. He's an idiot.
I didn't say it. You said it. But yeah, those numbers were a lot. I don't know what sack number they're going to get to. I am concerned, though, just the idea of who's going to get to the quarterback. We have a real game coming up next Friday.
In Brazil
against the Packers. Obviously, an offense last year that came on a lot towards the end and blew the Cowboys out, and we're playing with the Niners in a playoff game. They have a lot of pieces on that offense, and it's 3rd and 8, and it's the fourth quarter, and the Eagles are up 4. Who's getting
Bryce Huff?
You better.
Oh my God, you just got real quiet when I said that.
Well, let me ask you this. Bryce Huff, is he playing the entire game? Does he still have something left in the tank, or are we just going to save him for third down?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, now this is where I can't answer the question definitively, because I don't know. Because it's different. Like I told you, man, it's different being out there first and second down. And that third down roll around, and you had to put your hand in the dirt after you've been fighting grown-ass men?
Of course.
Trying to bust up enough strength to get that pass rush? I think he can do it, though. I have faith in him.
The Eagles paid him to do it, so he better do it. So Baldy's concerned with the pass rush. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. More likely win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. Early poll results are wild today. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Good morning, Jeff.
Real quick on the Phillies, defense, pitching, and solid play won that game last night. Johan Rojas made a pretty much a game-saving catch.
It was a great catch. And Jeff, did you see he did the little finger wag, the Matumbo when he caught it?
Yes, sir. They had a couple of key double plays, and Bryce made a really good play at first base, and he finally came through with the big hit.
He did. I think that was the best defensive play he's made in a while. Not that he's made bad ones, but like that was a highlight play there by Bryce.
It was another quality win. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm almost there. They're not back yet, but they're getting close.
Well, before you make your Eagles point, Jeff, let me just give you some numbers, because I saw this morning they've won 8 out of 12. But if you take out the Taiwan starts, they've won 8 out of 10. I mean, that sounds to me like a team that's pretty close to back now.
Are they setting up Taiwan for failure here?
Yeah. Sabotage tomorrow against the Astros? Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
They ought to play Beastie Boys Sabotage.
That would be funny. Jeff, what are you thinking here on the Eagles?
Well, first of all, I think that guy is basically another Chris Sims. I don't have a problem with what he said, but along with that, he said, I don't know much about this team, but it sounds just like a hot takesman is all he is. And I got them winning 13 games. I know you're much lower than that, but the defensive and offensive coordinators this year, I think, are going to make the biggest difference in this team, because they had crap last year for coordinators, and I think that really affected the team.
Well, especially down the stretch, right? You know, they got away with it early when they won, but you know, we could tell it wasn't. It didn't look right early in the season, and down the stretch, it crushed them.
And I know the math is crazy. With are they going to? Do they have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl versus not making the playoffs? And I got to lean towards winning the Super Bowl because I just cannot see this team not making the playoffs at all.
Well, it would be a major disappointment, Jeff. And we appreciate the phone call. I mean, I'm not going to go as far as to say I'd be. I think it's going to happen, but I do. I wouldn't be shocked. That's the way I in my head it is. Like I would be. It's disappointing, Hugh, if they miss the playoffs. I just wouldn't be shocked. 13 wins is a lot. Where are you at? I mean, we'll do finalized predictions next week. But what number were you at last time we did this? 12, 13?
Something like that.
You were in that range.
That sounds about right. Yeah, I was in that range. Definitely.
I've been at 10 since the schedule came out. I mean, I've went back and forth in my head about maybe raising the win total up by a win. But we'll see. We'll see what happens here. JT is up next. Actually, before JT, let's make sure we get the side topic in here, a little Hugh's Clues, because we have a great prize. I know JT wanted to play here. So here's what we have today, Hugh. We have a pair of prizes. The first one we're going to give away is a pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field Friday, September 6th. Kick off the 2024 NFL season with all of us and watch the Eagles take on the Packers live from the stadium seats. We're doing the pregame show out there, then the game, Eagles-Packers. We got a pair of tickets. Let's give them away playing a little game called Hugh's Clues.
So, you know, I've been getting a lot of heat about these first guesses that I have.
It's a Tuesday tradition. Yeah, Monday's hard, it's Tuesday, like, Hugh talks about
it. No, and you know, it's like I'm trying to do better, man. But I just, you know what, I'm starting to see that no matter what you do, like, you're never going to satisfy everybody.
You can't please people.
I can't please everybody. But I did come in this morning, and I tried to do better with my first clue. So here's my first clue. You ready?
I'm ready.
For these, what are we giving away again, Joe?
A pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party.
Yeah,
at
watch
the
party. That's so everybody listen up. This is the first clue. It's a good one. The first clue is this person is a human child actor.
You really had him with the human thing after Bigfoot yesterday. So we're looking for a child actor today that is absolutely a human being.
Hey, and now the mean tweets come in 3, 2, 1.
All right, so we promise today's answer is a human being. Yesterday, a little vague on that, and I know it got
it
to
people.
It
had to be Bigfoot yesterday, though. It was the only, like, that was the only thing we could have done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were joking about the odds here. The odds were eventually Bigfoot would make its way into Hugh's Clues.
Humanoid.
Humanoid, yeah.
People are mad.
That's all right. People are mad. Out of me too, because I think it's more likely the Eagles miss the playoffs than win the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494.
Good time.
All right, you have
good
your time. First clue there. A child actor that we promise is a human being.
He's a human.
JT is up next on WIP. Hey, JT.
Hey, what's up, bro? Good morning, fellas.
What's going on, JT? Man. What do you got?
Jalil, you friend or foe, man? What are you? Are you like
I am a friend. I am.
He
come
said,
on. You
said,
know, I am a friend,
he
JT.
Said you the ops.
I'm not the ops.
Ain't definitely, man. I want to bam some about football in a minute. How you said 10-7? When we was 11-6, he was atrocious last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they answered every area of weakness: coaching, linebackers, secondary. They got better on the line. They replaced Reddick with Huff. Like, what is it? They got Saquon instead of DeAndre Swift.
All right. So some of those I agree with you with, and they're in certain places they're really good. I mean, they could be great. Like skill positions. JT, I have no questions about the skill guys. Running back. Wide receivers, they're obviously great and deep. They did get much better in the secondary. JT, I just keep coming back to this, though. It's like the bizarro Eagles. I have my questions on the lines. I'm not sure they're better on the D-line. I'm not sure Huff is as good at Reddick. In fact, right now, I don't think he is. I'm not sure they're as good on the O-line. They had Kelsey and Juergens. Now we got Juergens and Mekhi Becton. I don't know if that's as good. Like they might be worse on the lines, but better on the skill positions, and that's not what usually we have here.
We had a harder schedule too last year, too, though, Joe. You realize that, too?
So,
we had an easier schedule this year.
But let me. All right.
So that alone, so the wind should go up. How are you seeing me going down?
Well, all right. So, but how do you wrap your mind around this, JT? Because I can't. Yes, they had a really hard schedule last year, and they did decently against it, right? They beat the Chiefs, they beat the Bills, but they lost to a lot of bad teams last year. They lost
the
Giants. You're right, Dolphins. But so they beat some of the good teams, but JT, they lost to bad teams last year. Lost to the Cardinals and the Giants.
Right. But last year's last year, bro. We improved. We got rid of all that bad stuff. We got rid of
Brian Johnson, we took next year on the play calling away. Kellen Moore is going to be improved. Everything we did was better. Like,
hope springs eternal, man. See,
yeah.
See Joey trying to tell you.
Why are you being so pessimistic?
Why are you being so pessimistic?
I don't think, what are you doing?
And why are you repeating what Nick Wright said?
No, well, what I said is he's not great, JT, because people are acting like they
because he got that haircut.
Yeah, he does have an interesting haircut.
He got a nice little haircut. He went to Dr. Rafi.
People, he might have, yeah. It's a good job by Dr. Rafi if he had Nick Wright. People are acting as if Nick Wright said the Eagles are going to go 3-14. Or I'm saying they're 10-7, JT. I just don't think it's crazy that they missed the playoffs. It could happen.
Man, that is crazy. Man.
All right.
Yeah, they missed the playoffs. We're going to fight. We're going to fight somebody.
No, they're going to fire Sirianni is what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I like that. Now, Joe, I agree with that. Sirianni's a hack. I don't like Sirianni at all. We agree on that. I can't stand him. I should have fired him last year. That's the only thing we agreed on.
Yeah, yeah. All right. JT, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. Child actor. Who we got?
Ew, could you give me a better clue than that?
Dude, what was wrong with the clue? That was an awesome clue.
And they're a human being.
Right. Let me ask a clarifying question. Is he an adult now? He's still a child now.
No, you can't know that. He just is a child actor.
I mean, but it's kind of obvious when I said he was a child actor.
Macaulay Culkin.
That's a great guess.
That's a great guess, though, dude.
By the way, I saw this yesterday. JT, good guess and good phone call. And I am a friend, not a foe, okay? Just because I think they go 10-7 is my foe.
You're an ally.
Hold on a second. Because the end of that call just completely threw me for a loop. How do you think it's such a sure thing that the Eagles are going to be great, make the playoffs?
The coach is a bum.
But the head coach is a hack?
I know.
What are we doing? Like, I think people are so conflated with it.
Because our talent supersedes.
But Nick Sirianni matters, I think, way more than people are allowing themselves to believe.
I agree with you. And being consistent, that's why part of why I'm concerned. I don't believe much in Sirianni, and he's still here. At least I'm consistent on this. I'm not like 14-3, but the head coach, I think, is a dummy. That doesn't make sense.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, I do, Nick. So that's that. By the way, speaking of Macaulay Culkin, I saw this. This is going to make everyone out there feel old, okay? Macaulay Culkin is now the age, like current Macaulay Culkin, is the age his dad was, like the actor that played his dad in Home Alone.
Is that right?
The actor that played his dad in Home Alone. I forget his name.
He did not age well, though.
No, he didn't.
Macaulay or his dad?
Yeah, Macaulay.
Macaulay did not. But he's 44 now, and his dad, the man who played his dad in the movie, his name escaped me, he was 44 when that movie was filmed.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, so it's been a while, Home Alone, since that one came out. We're 30-something years?
Something like
that. It was like 1990.
Right. Well, you know what they're about to re-release?
Oh, not a real Home Alone guy.
That's all right.
You know what they're about to re-release?
What's that?
That came out like, 20 year anniversary? Shaun of the Dead. Did you ever see that?
I didn't.
It was funny, right? Because they're about to re-release it into the movie theater. And I'm thinking to myself, it's a 20 year old movie. Who the hell going to the movies where you could just rent that on TV?
Yeah, but it's a whole experience.
Nah.
You get the popcorn, the seating.
Okay, I give you the popcorn.
Yeah.
The popcorn at the movies is kind of
clutch. The best.
Popcorn's just not good.
The popcorn is clutch.
They don't use real butter, though. They don't use real popcorn at all. You're an anti-Home Alone and anti-popcorn at the movies? Are you an American? What are you? All right.
I'm a humanoid.
I guess you are. Rick in Philly. What's up, Rick? Rick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's
love your show. First time calling in. I wanted to call because I'm kind of struggling a little bit here with the premise of the question on today's show. So I did some cursory Google research. So, you know, take it for what it is. But if you look up Kansas City Chiefs 2024 playoff odds, you're going to find a source, one of the first sources, and it says the Chiefs have a 16.7% chance to win the Super Bowl and a 21.3% chance to miss the playoffs.
So, inherently, every team has a better chance to miss the playoffs. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, that's kind of my point. Maybe you could modify it to, you know, make the Super Bowl versus win.
Rick, I agree with you, but the interesting part. I agree. I mean, you're right. Like, that's the math on it. That's the way it works. There's only 14 teams make it, 18 teams don't. Yet, Rick, I would say today, and you might be the opposite, and I might be the opposite. I would say the majority of people that chime in on this are going to say the opposite that I'm saying and that you're thinking. Like, most people think they're more likely to win the Super Bowl. That's why it's interesting to me, because I think there's a feeling in this town right now that they are a stone cold lock for the playoffs, and I'm not sure that's true.
Well, I think that would be an irrational position to have. I mean, if you're really good to bet money on the Chiefs, throw away the Eagles, you should bet that the Chiefs will miss the playoffs instead of winning the Super Bowl. That would be the better bet.
So, you know, anyway, I think the Birds, you know, there's a lot of questions. I think we need to see them play. I'm reminded of Sam Bradford in 2015. But, you know, I think there's reasonable, you know, cause to think that they're going to improve the offense this year, you know, because of, you know, Hurts in training camp. Also, I've read things to suggest that, you know, he's taking the leadership aspect of his role more seriously. We'll see how that plays out, obviously. And, you know, obviously the new coaches. So, you know, I think 13 wins is my prediction. But obviously, you know, you had to ask me to put money on it. Of course, I think they're more likely to miss the playoffs than to win the Super Bowl. I think that's true of every team.
I would say that, too. Now, and the Chiefs might be the outlier because they just seem like the machine. But generally, Rick, I agree with you. All right, Rick, what's your guess here for Hughes Clues? Who's he thinking about today?
I'm taking a chance. I'm going Jeff Cohen.
Jeff Cohen, that's a name you don't hear very often. Rick, appreciate it. Good phone call. Appreciate you being part of the show. That's not it, is it?
No.
Okay. You got people in a blender again.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just mad. I'm just laughing at the hate that I'm getting for the first clue. That was a good clue.
I don't think it's not like nearly as vague as I think, because I've gotten calls like, man, not also, a good clue. Child actors, think of a child actor.
This is supposed to be hard. Like, don't you understand this? We have a pair of tickets to give away to the Eagles kickoff watch party. We're not, like, Hugh's not just on the corner willy-nilly handing out tickets. You got to earn this.
People are going to start throwing eggs at me when they see me in public.
Tomatoes, like a bad comedian.
Boo, your clues suck.
Listen, I don't encourage anyone to throw anything at anyone.
Please don't.
But if you came in here one day with a tomato on your head, it would be pretty funny.
Oh, man, I tell you. I mean, but you know what? The thing that I love about being here, like, people... Like when they speak, they speak to you like they know you.
Yeah,
and I've gotten a few of those. You know, your clues stink.
Like the verbal tomatoes thrown
hey,
at you.
Your clues stink.
I don't listen though. Listen,
hey,
there's some
days.
Some like, days are better than others, but I don't think there's anything wrong with this.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, and this is the way I'm thinking of it. You know how the morning show does their side topic?
Yeah.
What if the morning show said, "Give us a child actor"? Everyone will be able to come up with one. Think of a child actor.
Right. And you,
it's not that
obviously,
hard.
Obviously, what makes this a little more challenging is you're trying to get the exact one.
Sure.
Where for them, it's just
right.
like
no,
any
of course,
child actor
right.
works.
But like it's
it
in the same spirit. Like, is that of such a vague side topic if the morning show did give us a child actor?
Sure,
no.
I'm sure it's been a morning show side topic. I mean, for all the years they've done it, I'm sure.
Movie titles with the word the?
Yeah. I mean, they've done them all. I mean, at this point. All right. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man. How
good morning, Chris.
Today?
What's up?
We're good.
Phew.
I get a kick out of this. I think it's funny. I really do.
I know you do. Hey, listen, this is what it's all about, entertaining yourself. You. We're all here for your entertainment.
Yes.
Right?
Now you get it. Now you get it.
Hey, I have a question for you. This Schwarber run, how far is this run that you're racing Schwarber? Is it 40,
you know what? Every time
100?
I think about this race in Schwarber, it's around the bases.
It doesn't matter.
Around the bases? You're going to make
no,
it?
You're getting smoked.
I ain't
going
to make it around all three.
You're pulling the hamstring coming around first.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll pull a hemi, but I probably won't be... I probably won't be as fast as I think I am.
I think you need a shorter race to even be in the picture. If you do around the bases, you're going to be between second and third. He's touching home waiting for you.
Yeah, and it needs to be straight ahead, too.
If it was a 10-yard dash, I'd give it to you. And even if it was to first base, I'd give it to you. There ain't no way you're beating him around the bases. You're taking a face plant like I did and popping that hamstring, and you're going to be eating dirt. I mean, I'm sorry, brother.
The lean would probably get me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going down. So, you know, guys, I love this topic because I love when we shift from baseball to football because you go from being the wet blanket and the guy that draws the ire of my eye to becoming, you know, the smartest man in the room. And, Joe, you go from being a genius to, you know, right now, Joe, you're an idiot. Like, this is what you do, and it's infuriating to me. And you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my answer. And tie this in. So my answer for Hughes Clues is Gary Coleman, because I feel like we need Gary Coleman to say to Joe, like, what are you talking about?
What are you
Joe?
Talking about, Joe?
Like, I mean, come on, Joe. Like, listen, your offensive line stance is just it's wrong. There's 4 out of 5 starters are returning, and they're all Pro Bowlers. We're moving, or actually, I'm sorry, 3 of the 5 were Pro Bowlers. We're moving one guy from guard to center, like. And you freak out about that. The only position that you have any justification to be scared about, because being scare Joe, go eat and eat a steak, is the pass rush. But other than that, and we know defense doesn't really matter in the NFL, so you're just flat crazy, Joe. So they're going back to the Super Bowl, Joe. They're going to win the Super Bowl. And I don't want to hear any more of the hate from Joe Giglio anymore on my Eagles.
A lot of hate.
All right?
A lot of hate, man.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's not hate. It's wisdom and it's reality. I mean, that
let you tell.
I've been trying to tell. I had the wisdom and reality on the Phillies, and you agreed with that.
It's emotion here. Shuffle.
Yeah, you're right. Core values. By the way, Chris, it is not Gary Coleman, but that is an awesome answer.
That is.
Different Strokes was an. I watched so many episodes of Different Strokes back in the day. They would replay. I forget what channel, if TV Land or whatever it was. Like in the early 90s show, I forget when the show was actually on, and it's actually, you know, on air. But then it came back in, like, syndication.
Yeah.
A lot of Different Strokes I watched over the years.
I met Todd Bridges when I was in Jacksonville.
Did you?
Yeah.
Todd had some ups and downs in life, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Him and Dana Plato. Was it Dana Plato?
I don't think she's alive anymore.
No, I don't think so either. But I remember meeting Todd because I was in Jacksonville, and I was walking into the hotel, and I was like, you know, hey, Todd Bridges. And he knew, and I was surprised because he knew who I was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was surprised at that. And yeah, Todd was cool, man.
A little starstruck by Todd Bridges?
Yes.
Actors know actors,
like,
man.
I get like that every now and then. I remember in the city, I saw Jada Kiss was in the city one time. I get a little fanboyish every now and then.
Yeah, I could get that. I think most people would.
Yeah, a little fanboyish.
Let's talk to Keith in North Philly. What's up, Keith?
Hey, how you doing there?
Keith, good buddy. What are you feeling today? What are you thinking?
I think you're full of crap, man.
Okay.
You know what your problem is?
What's my problem?
It all comes down to you really don't have a lot of confidence in Jalen.
No, I like Jalen.
No. You know why that is? Because with the amount of talent that we have and the two new coaches, that should be enough to give us 10, 11 wins.
All right, Keith, let me say this, though, because I think there's this logic that if you have a good quarterback, you just win.
Yes.
Drew Brees. Right. Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer. Right, he had three straight 7-9 seasons with Sean Payton as his head coach in the middle of his career. He wasn't falling off. His defense was the worst in the league. If you have a good quarterback, it's a ticket to being relevant. Like, I don't think the Eagles are going to win 3 games or 4 games. They're going to be in the mix, but doesn't mean you're going to win the Super Bowl.
No, but if I had to pick between the two, I would pick the Super Bowl. And the reason why I would pick the Super Bowl is because they have just as good a chance as any team in the league. And I'm going to ask you a question right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Brock Purdy?
He's good. He's
okay.
Very good.
All
don't
right.
start.
But he's very good.
Okay, here this kid loses 4 games because he lost 2 players. 4 games in a row. But you still think he's good.
Well, I think Jalen's good too, Keith. I think Jalen's good too.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is you don't have as much confidence in a kid as you say you do. Because let's say the Eagles go out and just score 27 points a game. Okay, the Eagles go from being last in defense to the middle of the pack. The Eagles can win 11, 12.
I agree, Keith, with that.
I got the Eagles winning anywhere between 12 and 13 games. I think 11 games is a disappointment.
Wow. Well, that's above their betting win total. I mean, so if you think that's a disappointment, you're obviously higher. Look, Keith, I like Jalen, but I will be honest with you. He had 20 turnovers last year, so I have some doubt. Yeah, I have some doubt. Look, I like him. I still think he's a good quarterback, Keith. I'm happy he's the Eagles quarterback. But yeah, I 2 years ago, he played great, and they had a lot around him, and they won. I don't think they have quite as much around him in the trenches, and I got to see him play great again. Keith, we'll see, but you're...
He's going to have to pull the team up a notch. Last year, he just got his contract. He's doing commercials. He's young.
Mm-hmm.
This year, he got his legs under him. He got another year under him. He got something to prove. I'm telling you, I think we're selling him just a tad bit short.
Keith, I may be. And I like him, but so. I may be. All right, Keith, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about?
The guy took my guy. I had Gary Coleman, but I can't think of nobody. Shirley Temple.
Now you went old school with that one.
That is old school. Keith, we appreciate it. All right, 215-592-9494. We got some Eagles cuts news. By the way, we'll update you throughout the day. As 4 p.m. today, the 53-man roster has to be set. They did make a move with a receiver yesterday, moving him to the IR, opens a spot. Another move with a player at the position. We'll tell you about that next and more on the Phillies as well. The big news was the win last night, but another piece of big news was before the game, a decision – that Hugh Douglas foreshadowed yesterday. We'll hit that. 215-592-9494. More likely, Eagles win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. We'll discuss it. And, of course, your guesses for Hugh's clues right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, at bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly standard, the tailgate beer, from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including Barnaby's Havertown with $5 Philly standard cans and $4 Yards Philly Pale Ales for happy hour or Sunset Social in Center City. Also with $5 Philly standard cans and movie night Wednesdays on their 60-foot screen. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.